Dick Gephardt is one of three Democratic candidates rolling out plans for universal coverage. Howard Dean of Vermont and John Kerry of Massachusetts are the others. Gephardt's plan is the most sweeping so far, providing coverage to 30 million Americans who are currently uninsured. Under Gephardt's plan, employers would be required to provide health insurance, partially financed through a 60% tax credit. Employees would pay the remaining 40% of health care premiums. Critics are calling the $210 billion annual cost of Gephardt's plan excessive, but the Missouri Democrat says the system we have now actually costs more because the uninsured often forego preventative care.
The people who say it's too expensive, my answer is no, what we're doing is too expensive, because what we're doing is delivering health care to everybody, but if you don't have health insurance, it's delivered in the emergency room. And it's usually delivered ineffectively and too late.
Vermont Senator Howard Dean has introduced his own health care plan, which would expand existing programs that currently provide coverage for the uninsured. Dean says his plan would cost an estimated $88 billion a year. Gephardt says his plan would start at $210 billion annually, but would cover more workers than Dean's plan would, including state, local, and nonprofit employees. Gephardt would partially fund his health care plan by repealing tax cuts favored by George Bush, cuts Gephardt says won't fix the economy.
He only talks about one thing, and that's tax cuts for the wealthy. That's his one-trick pony to take care of this economy. It's a failed program. It's not working.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is expected to introduce his health plan today. John Wanamaker, Wisconsin Public Radio.